They'll hire private detectives who will follow you day and night. You're a target for high-priced escorts. I can't prove it, but I know they tap my phones. Whatever it is that's gonna trip you up, you've done already. Private behavior is a relic of a time gone by, and if somehow, someway, you've managed to live your life like the Dalai Lama, they'll make shit up. Because they don't want you. They want your idea. And they want you to say thank you while you... excuse me. Wipe your chin and walk away.
That's what happened to you?
And delusional.
Yes. But there'll be payback in case... brought down the record companies with Napster, and Case will suffer for their sins too.
Sorry, you didn't bring down the record companies. They won.
In court.
Yeah.
You wanna buy a Tower Records, Eduardo?
And he told story after story about life in Silicon Valley, and parties at Stanford, down in LA, and friends who become millionaires, but mostly how Mark had to come to California. And then he got around to the Facebook.
So, tell me about your progress.
Well, we're in 29 schools now. We got over 75,000 members.
Tell me about the strategy you're using.
Okay. For instance, we wanted Baylor in Texas, but Baylor already had a social network on campus, so instead of going right after them, we made a list of every school within 100 miles.
You put the Facebook on those campuses first.
Pretty soon all the Baylor kids were seeing their friends on our site we were in.
It's called the Little Bitcoin. That's smart, Mark.
Oh, thanks. That was mine.
Easy.
Hey, you know what? Settle an argument for us. I say it's time to start making money from the Facebook, but Mark doesn't want to advertise. Who's right?
Neither of you yet. The Facebook is cool. That's what it's got going for.
Yeah.
You don't want to ruin it with ads because ads aren't cool.
Exactly.
It's like you're throwing the greatest party on campus and someone saying it's got to be over by 11.
That's exactly right.
You don't even know what the thing is yet.
Exactly.
How big it can get, how far it can go. This is no time to take your chips down. $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
You?
$1 billion. And that shut everybody up.
And that's where you're headed. $1 billion valuation. Unless you take bad advice, in which case you may as well have come up with a chain of very successful yogurt shops. When you go fishing, you can catch a lot of fish, or you can catch a big fish. You ever walk into a guy's den and see a picture of him standing next to 14 trout?
No, he's holding a 3,000-pound marlin.
Yep,
that's a good analogy.
Okay, but we all know that marlins don't really weigh 3,000 pounds, right?
Have you seen the big ones up close?
No, I haven't, but I don't think the guy's holding a marlin the size of a Range Rover. That would be a really big fish and a very strong guy.
You think we might be getting away from the point?
I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm just a fan who came to say hi.
He owned Mark after that dinner. He picked up the check, he told Mark they'd talk again soon, and he was gone. But not before he made his biggest contribution to the company.
Drop the. Just Facebook.